Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
Much of the carbon dioxide put into the atmosphere through fossil fuel burning is being absorbed by the seas. It's acidifying the waters, corroding the shells and skeletons of corals, sea urchins and similar species. Scientists want to know how conditions might deteriorate in the future and have been looking at underwater volcanoes where CO2 naturally bubbles through the water. The level of acidification in these places simulates what the global oceans might look like if we keep on emitting carbon dioxide. And the new data, gathered by a Plymouth University team, indicates the world's oceans could lose up to 30% of their biodiversity by 2100. Dr. Jason Hall-Spencer led the research at volcanic vents in Europe, the US and in Asia.
What we notice, unfortunately, is there's very dramatic shifts in the ecosystem. There's a tipping point that occurs at about the levels of ocean acidification we expect to see at the end of this century. But even before that, even within the next few years, the water becomes corrosive to the shells of organisms and some corals can't survive.
The scientists warn that the rates of change seen in our oceans are unprecedented in recent Earth history, and the damage our seas are on course to sustain could take thousands, even millions of years to correct.